Good afternoon, because it is afternoon. We're looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 9th of April 2025. The year's skating past at a rate of knots. We're down in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jeanette. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Gawler Railway accommodation. It cannot be called an unreasonable question to ask when the Commissioner of Public Works is going to call for the necessary tenders for effecting the improvement of the Gawler Railway Station, for which money was voted 7 months ago by the defunct Parliament. No one probably knows better than the Honourable Mr. Bright the necessity for the alterations. Then why is he so dilatory in the matter? I'm getting quite grumpy about it.
Yes.
The upgrade.
Well, they were going through governments so fast back then. I think there was at least one a year, different premier.
Oh,
a
was
year.
Here? Yeah. Oh, God.
South Australia was notorious for its changing cycle of governments. So it's not surprising that they weren't getting a lot done. I'll move on to 100 years ago. These splendid rains last weekend have gone through some of the driest areas, and an all-round soaking was experienced. Provided these rains are followed up a little later by another as good, we should have a good early season this year. That's just rubbing it in, isn't it? That's just rubbing it in. That's
Yeah, well, someone told me the long-range forecast was that we were going to have a drier winter than normal, and I was thinking we can't have much drier winter than we had last year.
No.
So, yeah, hopefully we get a little bit of rain this weekend, but it's costing everyone that's got animals, like I've got horses, and it's costing a fortune to feed them.
Yes.
I bought 6 bales of hay, 2 bags of chaff, a bag of pellets and a bag of chook food, nearly $300 last weekend. It was like, whoa, okay, I'm just going to have to... Well, there's no option. You've got animals.
You are, exactly.
Yeah,
you have to spend the money.
You have to spend the money.
Right.
And so 50 years ago, that's what you just read.
It's
another one about rain.
Yes.
And here we go, 50 years ago, great opening to 75 season, but more rains needed, say farmers. The heaviest March rains for more than 20 years have given farmers in the district an excellent start to the new season. The early break has allowed cultivation of soil for cereal crops and promoted the growth of subclover and annual grasses. But farmers are quick to point out that it could be a false alarm. Unless we get good follow-up rains within the next few weeks, we could be in trouble, a Hamley Bridge farmer said. Well,
rain
yes,
again.
Rain, more about, well, it does dominate.
Especially this time of year, because now is such a critical time to get rain.
We've got people out there eager to get their tractors going and all their seed out and everything underway, and you just...
Yeah. It's when it's a rural community, you really realise. And reading through the old Bunyips from World War One, rain is such a big issue.
There's no life without water.
There is no life without water, and no crops without water, and I'm just so tired of watering the garden.
I've been hand watering mine since...
Me too.
Well, October, really, and I've had trees that I've been watering every 2 or 3 days that have just died. Seedlings that I've put in at the at the end of last summer and thinking, oh, well, they'll water in and they'll grow over winter, and they didn't.
Well, my rosemary bushes, I've lost a couple, and, you know, it takes a lot of work to...
Losing my bougainvillea is struggling. You know how tough they are. Agapanthus are looking sad. What else is dying? You know, there's just stuff that's dying that you don't expect to die.
No.
It's like, hang on, you're meant to be tough.
Yes. Yeah.
Toughen up, sweetheart.
I'm just lucky I've got lots of people, so lots of loads of washing, and I use all the, try and capture all the grey water. So 25 years ago, traffic issues, just for a change from rain, boundaries, the key to future. Gawler mayoral candidate Deputy Mayor Tony Piccolo believes resolution of the town's traffic issues and future boundaries hold the key to Gawler's progress and prosperity. Councillor Piccolo said the two major issues had the potential to project the town into a prosperous future of stagnant if not pursued. I think it's meant to be or. Project the town into a prosperous future or stagnant if
Stagnate.
Stagnate if not pursued.
Yeah.
There's obviously some typos there because otherwise it makes no sense. And there's a very young Tony Piccolo.
Yes, but we've still got the traffic problems.
We've still got the traffic problems.
All the best wills in the world.
Yes, the roads, the town layout can't really be changed easily.
Not very.
Because I know at one stage, around that stage, they're talking about a runway system which would involve Julian Terrace and High Street, and neither Julian Terrace nor High Street was suitable for.
No, they'd have to bulldoze some houses and make it a sort of a big roundabout around the city centre, the town centre.
High Street's on a retaining wall.
Yep, so you can't carve into High Street without jeopardising all the houses built along there.
Yep, it's not viable.
Oh, no.
And Julian Terrace is such a beautiful area with the park and the playground. Mm. You don't want heavy traffic.
No.
It's too much now.
And then Reed Street is just far too narrow.
So I think it just, all the alternative plans fell through. The best they could do was the bypasses to try and get through traffic out.
Yeah.
So that.
But, you know, if you're coming from Williston through to anywhere else, you've got to go over the bridge.
Yes, yeah. You do.
That's the only access, and that's a very narrow little pinch point through Williston, which leads you straight into Murray Street, which is another pinch point, and it's only when you get to Murray Street that you've got options of going along Cowan Street or up through the back streets that come out, like Edith Street. Mm. And the locals don't want traffic going up through there because those streets are too narrow.
Exactly. Nobody wants traffic on those streets.
No, I don't. Yeah. Anyway, I live on a busy road and let's get over it. 10 years ago, delay hurting traders. Work on the $250,000 Gumtree Plaza upgrade has been stalled for weeks, and Gawler Arcade businesses and their customers are frustrated. The upgrade, which has been jointly funded by the Gawler Council and state government, was supposed to take 12 weeks, but work on the project appears to have stagnated over the last month. Business owners in the arcade are claiming that the delays are costing them customers. The project, which includes paving, a canopy, which is now gone, lighting and an information booth, is due to be finished in 3 weeks but is far from complete. I don't remember an information booth.
No, not at all. Maybe it's just a little display thing.
I don't remember anything like that. Maybe they just cut it and said, look, let's just do the canopy and the paving.
Yeah.
Well, the paving's still there, but the canopy got destroyed last year, didn't it?
Yes, the branch fell off the tree.
Off the tree that's meant to be protecting. Oh, that's the end.
Yes.
We've just got to the end of looking back. So we'll wish everyone well for this week and we'll speak next week.
Until then, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. For all life's life.